Every time.
Let's go. Gotta be, baby.
Welcome to Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Antonio Cipollari.
I'm Jared Giddens.
I'm Jacob Gibbs.
All right, guys. Summer's...
We're almost there. Almost to the end of it.
Peak.
I don't know. Peak summertime. Yeah.
So we're at the peak of the hotness.
Peak summer. I guess it's worth mentioning, it's been over a year since we started doing this.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah.
I kind of thought it'd be done after the first week, to be honest with you.
But thank you to your four people that say
we reached four viewers. So
we're going strong. We might end up with five after this one,
or three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go either way.
Yes, it definitely could. What's been going on? Y'all been out of town?
Jared?
Yeah.
I have.
Jared drove 9 hours yesterday.
Nine hours.
Speak of that.
I was at the beachy beach.
Do y'all, like, whenever you're riding down the road and it's raining, like, especially on the interstate, are y'all hazard light people? Like, do you click those hazards on?
If it's raining that hard.
Yeah. How heavy is rain?
Bad. Like, bad. Yeah.
Really bad? I'm terrified. Like, you can't see.
Can't see. Oh, I'm pulling to the side.
You're pulling over.
But see, that scares me worse, actually.
Yeah, because they can't see if they try to pull over.
Right. Yeah. And then, we were going
to speed up.
When we rode to the beach, it literally, for about 5 minutes, I kept going into the off the shoulder to stop. But people kept coming, and I'm like, I can't tell if they're right behind me. They think this is the road. And I'm just going slow, you know? Yeah, I kind of wondered what y'all's thoughts was on.
So you're pulling over.
Yeah, I did, but it was raining so hard, I was afraid people was mistaking me. I was going like 20 on the interstate.
Wow, that's some heavy rain.
Yeah, it was. It was terrible.
Yeah, last time that happened to me, it was going down to the beach, actually. But I pulled over because I couldn't see anything. Granted, thankfully, that road was kind of empty in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was pretty rough, but I know a lot of people get really mad about that.
Well, what was that look for, Michael?
Tony's, what have you been doing lately? You've been out of town, too.
Yeah, I went to Atlanta, took my church to a Christian retreat.
Say that again?
A Christian retreat.
Oh, I thought you said a cushion retreat. I said, that sounds nice.
He
acts like he didn't go. He can't even explain. He's like, I think it was something. I don't remember.
Man, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to chaperone 41 kids.
Oh, wow.
It
was like a youth thing.
Yeah, it was a youth thing, yeah. And I, like, Saturday, I mean, I love them kids, but golly, Saturday, I was like, I got to go back to the hotel and take a nap. I did. I went to the hotel and took a nap.
Oh,
I was so tired. I'm like, I don't know why I'm so tired. I'm like, I guess getting old.
How old were the kids? Like,
teenagers. I mean,
I went on a couple of those, man. One time we went camping with the church group. I was like 13. This is no lie.
Yeah.
And the guy comes over to my tent, one of the chaperones. He'll hear this too. Knocks on my tent. He's like, hey, man, you got your tent's on fire. Like, what? He said, yeah, your tent's on fire. He said, do you not know everybody out here can smell cigarettes?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Your tent's on fire.
Yeah. Man. I wasn't really thinking that one over too good. So I can know how some teenagers could be trying to watch them. Because I was one of those kids that was a little mischievous, I guess you'd say.
Really?
Yeah, but who wasn't as a teenager?
Yeah. But yeah, we was about 13.
And it stinks when you get older and you have to deal with it as an adult. And you're like, okay, I did the same thing, kind of. Mm. But like, you still got to get in trouble.
Speak of that, I will never go to a Coldplay concert, my Lord. Have y'all seen what they got now at the baseball field?
Oh, they're making fun of it.
Yeah, the Coldplay
camera. Coldplay cam, yeah.
Yeah, and they play that song. Have y'all been watching it with the couples? Everybody that gets on the screen, they just jump out of
the way.
Instead
of the kiss cam.
It is so funny.
Yeah, you know what's so funny? If they wouldn't have reacted that way, nobody would have known.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't have went viral. It went viral the way they acted.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, then, good Lord, it was obvious they were
especially
not
when
supposed
he
to be seen together.
Yeah. He said, they must be shy or having an affair.
That guy resigned from his job.
Did he? I thought I read that he was like put on administrative leave.
I thought I read something.
We don't know the truth.
We won't know the truth.
We won't.
In history, though, think about this. That's the only time you've ever seen a billionaire become a half a billionaire just over a video. We actually got to see what happened. You know what I mean?
You're excited to see someone lose wealth.
Yeah, they said she was like, the wife was already like, as soon as she seen it, she was done.
Yeah.
Might not be his first rodeo. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to, I mean, what can you do as the wife anyways? I mean, it's national news. It's all over the place. You're viral. Like, I mean, what do you do? Like,
take half of everything.
Yeah. Take it all. And
how's your moment?
But it, you know, it, like if you were gonna sneak off with a girlfriend, I guess it's because I'm not a billionaire. But like, I wouldn't go to a concert, right? I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't have gone to a local concert.
Yeah,
he's from Boston. It happened in Boston too.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
who? How many of you family guys have time in your life to go off to a concert with another person and your wife not know about
it?
I mean,
I'm not that slick. I can't even come up with the reason.
Yeah. I'd be busted before I got the ticket.
Yeah.
I can go ahead and tell you.
I ain't kidding you. I know. That aspect of it blows my
mind. My conscience would have told on me. I'd have been like,
well, as soon as I said I'm getting Coldplay tickets, my wife would have been like, okay, what are you doing?
Where are you going?
Where are you going with?
Well, you're not a
I am. I but like it's Coldplay, not a concert I would go to.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
So I listen to their music. Yeah. It's just not a concert I'd go to.
Are you a Coldplay fan, Tony?
I mean, I'm a Coldplay fan. I'm like Jared. I'm not. I wouldn't go to the.
I wouldn't pay to go see the concert. It's not that big of a deal to me.
I wouldn't either. I don't think. Unless the tickets.
I was reading where Dave Matthews is supposed to be playing at the Sphere in Vegas.
There you go.
And I've been trying to get tickets, but they're saying it might not happen anymore.
Huh?
Really? I was like, a friend of mine's wife went to the Backstreet Boys there.
Really?
Backstreet Boys just played there. Grateful Dead played there. If y'all have never been, y'all got to go. When you go to Vegas, go to the Sphere.
Yeah,
and
I'm
just,
probably.
And enjoy it. Even if it's not a real concert. Like, I went to the U2 concert, and it was they recorded it, and they played it out. So it looks like they're down in front of you because it's a 3D dome.
Huh, okay.
And it's really a cool place. I was like, man, this would be a fun place to go, but like, I don't know how the Grateful Dead people got through with tripping.
Is it Atlanta?
Because you know most of them are tripping, and that place is like
falling down the stairs.
It's all like comes behind you, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's crazy.
Dead and Friends, John Mayer's in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't Atlanta trying to make their own dome now?
Are they going to do one next?
I think so.
Really? I haven't heard that.
Do you know how expensive those things are? They said when they recorded the YouTube concert, they had over 2,000 cameras stationed in order to make that 3D video.
Sounds like overkill.
That's what I thought too, but it was like...
It's probably true, but I'm thinking, what?
Could have done it with three.
Yeah.
Three could have done the same thing, but you know, we're gonna do 2,000 so that when you walk in, there's a robot, AI cameras. Robot talking to you about how many cameras just to be like, yeah, we spent way too much money because that thing costs like $2.5 billion.
Some contractor did it. It was like, well, it depends on how many cameras we use.
Yeah,
that's the price.
The more, the better.
It's kind of like if you're doing yard landscaping in the front of your yard. You know, you pay by the bush. So every time you put a new bush it gets more expensive.
You need some more bushes here.
Yeah, like you know, landscapers like you need at least 5 more there and 10 more there.
Yeah.
I'll then you end up like my 9th Street house and have 300 bushes in the front yard.
Yeah.
Like, looks like a jungle.
I wonder about that with the dentist sometimes, you know? Like,
yeah.
Well, we need to do... Do we? Do I need a second opinion here?
Well, you know, you say that. I watched a video here recently where two dentists were like, yeah, don't... They're like, they're cavity experts.
Yeah.
One said one thing, and they worked in the same office. One said one thing about doing toothpaste, and the other said another. And I was like, they really straight up, like, one out of, like, the do 4 out of 5 dentists approve? Yeah. I'm like, I think that's true, because they couldn't agree with each other.
Man, when I got braces, dude, the guy that I went to with the dentist as a kid.
Yeah.
Every time I went, he was like, you got like 3 cavities, you got 2 cavities, you got whatever. That it was so bad. Then I went over here whenever I was getting my braces, he had to break my teeth apart. It looked like, he said, it looked like the dentist had been practicing his soldering in my mouth. I'm not even kidding you, because it was just so, I still solid.
Don't say the name.
Oh, I didn't say the name. at all. But I'm telling you the truth. Yeah. The guy, the orthodontist goes, oh my Lord, man, your dentist must have been practicing soldering or something, man. Yeah. And I had but like maybe one or two cavities since.
I've had like zero since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Zero since I was a kid.
All that good fluoride in the water.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Smart butt.
Fluoride. I'm reading it. A book lately. I thought this was interesting.
Oh, you can read?
I can. It's a, there are things called
He went
books,
to Coleman. Tony. He didn't go you to a county school.
Lord, I ain't read a book since I don't remember when.
My wife got it for me. It's pretty neat. But the premise, it's a Japanese horror book. And I was kind of, like, what is this going to be about? You know,
Japanese and, what?
Horror book.
Oh, okay. I thought you said.
And it on the front, it says like chilling and, you know, all these kind of descriptive, scary words. And come to find out the book, the premise is it's about frightening floor plans for houses.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
That's the premise.
Did your wife know that when she got it for you?
I'm not sure, but I'm glad she did. It's a really unique book, but it's
I thought he was please tell me there's illustrations.
Yes.
Oh, see the my floor plan. Gosh.
I'll have it on there, but that is the scary aspect of it. Are these kind of mysteries?
I couldn't read that.
Michael's quitting his day job, becoming an interior decorator now.
Right? I was thinking you was going to say it's the Japanese like goosebumps. It wasn't scary at all.
It's pretty neat, but who would have thought? At first I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep reading it though?
Yeah, it was actually pretty interesting.
So yeah.
I mean, they made it neat. I have never seen a book like that, but I thought, you know, who would have? If I came to you and pitched that to you, if you're a publisher, I don't see that going over well, right? I've got this horror story. It's about a floor plan.
That's wild.
Yeah.
What was
it?
That
was self-published. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They're making it easier to do that kind of stuff. So you're seeing books now, like people are writing, because it's self-published. It's pretty easy.
Put it on Amazon. Yeah. Tony, write a book.
Yeah, Tony.
I'm trying.
Are you working on something?
Really?
I'm working on something. Yeah.
What's the premise? Can you give anything away?
I'm putting a little bit of pop culture stuff in it to it. Not like that, but it's more basically if Star Wars and Lord of the Rings had a baby.
Nice. Star rings.
No, not like that.
Lord of the Stars.
It's called, what am I calling it? I got it on my phone.
You don't remember the name of your book?
I do. It's just my memory is escaping me.
This is like, you know, Lil Wayne don't know most of his song lyrics.
Yeah,
he actually has to read them before he goes on stage to remember what he
does. Really? Of all the artists, that one doesn't surprise me. Right?
I'll just make up some words.
That's what I'm going to say.
And he probably does, and it still sounds great.
Yes.
I mean, he's just naturally good at it.
If I was going to write a book, what do y'all think it'd be about?
Mullets.
Yes, that'd be in there. I'd have one section.
Gotta have a mullet.
Yeah, mullet care.
Probably golfing. Something about golf.
Golfing. Yeah, I think it would not make sense for sure. Like, it would be all over the place, you know?
But you know what? You could end the book and everybody will ask for the second one thinking you're leading to something when you're really not. Uh-huh. You know, they're like, oh, the second book's going to explain everything.
Nope.
Just went. Nope. That's just, it.
Hey, does some books do
books
that?
In.
Where it just cuts off?
Yes.
Yep.
You can. I feel like so George R.R. Martin did help out with that one, with Game of Thrones.
See, I've never seen
how many
Game
times
you just left it just in the middle of a story.
$100 says you've never read any of those books, Tony.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Michael, have you?
Yes.
See, I knew Michael.
But does it happen?
No,
Well,
seventh grade is the last time I remember reading a book.
It's no different than a Harry Potter book. You can't write the whole book at one time if it's that detailed.
Yeah, there are some.
So, everybody excited about HBO redoing Harry Potter?
No, I'm good.
You don't care for Harry Potter.
I'm not a big Harry Potter fan.
Really?
I mean, I'm enough to where I was like, I just was curious how I took the test to put me what house I'd be in.
What house are you in?
Ravenclaw, baby.
Ravenclaw.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I don't need.
What color is your group?
I know it's blue.
Is it blue?
Yeah, it's the blue one. Know. Apparently, we're the smart ones of the school.
You're in the wrong group then.
Hey.
You lied on that test. You lied.
That's what the official. The
official test.
Official. What's her name? Who's the
J.R. Rowling?
J.K. Rowling.
Did you put the hat on, the sorting hat?
No, it's the official test.
Then it's not.
J.K. Rowling has backed and said whatever information you put into this website, that's the class you'd be.
That's good enough. I believe you. You know,
so I got Ravenclaw. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what that is. Okay, that's nice.
The last book I read was Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh, that's a sad one.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah,
still gets
those hounds, man.
Mm-hmm. That was like seventh grade. That's the last book I remember reading. Really?
Well, now with audio, that's a good one. That counts as reading a book.
I think it should. Right?
What is your favorite book you read when you were a kid? I remember mine, The Hatchet.
The Hatchet.
Oh, I love The Hatchet.
One. I know mine too.
Hatchet.
The Hatchet. I know
mine too. Is it just Hatchet
or Hatchet? Whatever, about the kid who lands the plane. Airplane? That guy has a heart attack.
My boys are, one of them's reading that now.
Dude, you know, there's a movie.
Yeah.
It's not called that. It's called something
else.
Indian in
the Cupboard.
I got
it at the house.
That was my favorite.
Indian in the Cupboard was
That was a good, yeah.
Are we talking about high school or just
any book? General. I guess.
Well, I have two.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Boba Fett, when I was in elementary school, it was an old element, like a kid's
Star Wars book.
Star Wars book, yeah.
See,
it was good. Man, I come across this table and slap.
I'm a Star Trek guy.
Are you really?
That's a little bit better.
That surprised
me. What's that one dude on? Ain't Star Trek where that one guy's got the thing on his forehead?
Yeah, Next Generation.
I would have to.
I didn't think Jared could surprise me anymore, but he just did.
What?
You like Star Trek?
I'm a Star Trek guy.
Oh, I'm joking.
Yeah, I know, but you said it.
I actually do. I have watched all of them. I do like watching
space.
Them. Really?
The Final Frontier.
I got a new show.
I like sci-fi a lot in that area. Like being a techie guy, I like to see like what people thought was the future of tech.
Right.
Gotcha.
You know, so like I enjoy I like the movie iRobot. I love Ready Player One.
I hate to say it and break it to you, man, but if you watch them all and enjoy it, that makes you a Star Trek guy.
I'm not going to Comic-Con or whatever dressed as it.
Do you like it when you watch it?
Is that the criteria?
You don't have to go to any of these conventions dressed up. You can just go and enjoy.
Hey, okay. On that topic, I just sent Tony a thing. I saw something. There's something going down in Huntsville this weekend.
Yeah.
It's some kind of convention.
The Anime Con.
Yeah, but it wasn't called that, though. It's called something else, but I think maybe we should go check it out. I've never been to anything like that.
I think y'all should go. I won't be here.
You're going to be gone?
Yeah, I'm going to be gone. I got a new show, though, man.
What's that?
I had to stop watching First 48 for a while, dude. I've seen them all.
So crime now numbers are going down?
Now I'm watching 60 Days In.
60 days.
Have y'all seen that?
What's that about?
Okay, so it's even like retired police officers. Like it could be like a counselor. It could be a school teacher, whatever. They go to jail and they spend 60 days in there.
Oh, yeah. They report back what's going on.
They tell them where all the contraband, all that stuff is.
It's a bunch of rats.
There's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of fighting in there.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of fighting.
Uh-huh.
I saw one, the guy took it so serious, he almost got himself in trouble.
Really?
Yeah, because if you break the law while you're in there, you can get charges pressed on yourself.
This one guy, man, they kept pushing him to fight. I mean, they wanted him to fight. But he was a criminal justice student. He's a big old dude, too. I think he played like college basketball or something, maybe somewhere. But, they kept trying to fight him, man.
Really?
Yeah. And he was like, you know, and then they'll kind of pull him to the side and interview him some. And he's like, man, I can't. Like, I'm going to end up in here. He's like, I'm ready to get out.
You know, I feel like most of that's fake.
Gotta be.
Man, I don't know how you could get a bunch of inmates to play in there with it, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not like they've got a lot else they're doing.
But the inmates run the jails.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Yeah. Like every jail you see it is. Yeah.
I think they would love something like that just to pass time by, right?
Well, they outnumber.
Being in a show.
The jailers or
man, I couldn't do it.
Police
for
60 officers
days
or whatever.
For sure. Yeah. If they find out you're a cop, you were a cop in there.
Oh, yeah.
You're.
Well, I don't know.
You might get shanked, man.
Depending on what you did. Depending on what you did.
Hey,
Tony was a jailer.
Yeah.
You can tell us about it.
Really?
Yeah. About that. Yeah.
Tony's got some stories. Probably can't say here.
I can't say here, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony. For like every, I think it was like for every 50 inmates, you had to have one
CO.
CO, yeah.
Man, that is, I mean, I don't even care how tough you are. 50 people.
Yeah, they you're not
take
winning.
You over. Yeah.
You're out.
Most of the time, about two or three people can pretty
that's
much
take somebody. That's got to be a hard job.
It is.
Oh, I wouldn't want to do it.
No, that's got to be hard. You had two different, I learned, but working there, I learned you had two different COs. You had the ones that could talk people down and the ones that just like to fight.
Mm. Yeah.
I was a talker. I was like,
I ain't throwing fists. Yeah, okay, we ain't doing it.
I was like, I do not get paid enough to fight y'all.
It's like, hey, calm down, buddy. Calm down,
take it
man.
Easy.
It actually happened. Like, come on, I was with two other COs that were fighting types, and I was talking to this drunk guy, like, hey, man, you just need to calm down. The dude wasn't calming down. And so they're waiting on me to, like, all right, you ready? You ready to
say so you're ready? Like the Dr. Phil.
Yes. Yeah. Let's pull a chair up, yeah, sit down, let's talk about
what's going on. Why are you so angry?
My buddy, he had several DUIs. He told me that finally, when you get into the drunk tank, first guy that pops off, just punch him in the mouth. He said, because then for now on, whenever you get put in there, they'll know you. They'll be like, don't do that crap to Big Eddie or whatever, you know, he'll punch you in the mouth. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he said that's the best thing to do is walk right in there. First guy pops out. He said, just stand up.
Get in there and get an assault charge added to your DUI.
That sounds like the worst advice.
Well, he said you're probably going to fight anyway. So, yeah.
Because you're already in trouble. Yet. Add more charges to it.
And then this guy's going to turn around and.
Yeah, but my problem is the guy's going to be so big, I'm going to pop him and end up getting beat
in a drunk
tank.
Well, really, if
I could remember correctly, most of the time we didn't really have a drunk tank. We just had one like booking cell that everybody went in.
Ah.
Not everybody, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well.
Now, if you were suicidal, we had another
I'd act suicidal.
Yeah.
No way I could be in there by myself.
Oh, you know, nope, because they stripped you down naked and put you in a suicide vest.
Yeah, no, I'm out then.
You're claustrophobic.
I'd die of a heart attack. No, I really would.
No clothing whatsoever.
Afraid that you'd do something.
Yep. Yeah. Huh.
Hanging out in your birthday suit. Yep.
I mean.
Don't sound fun to me.
Nah, yeah, I'll just go to the
How about I just tank. Don't go to jail and we just,
just
call that a day?
Just like, don't go to jail.
Just go in there and start telling jokes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the COs might enjoy it, but I mean,
I don't want to go.
Nope.
Ain't nobody does. Mm-hmm. ain't nobody want to be in jail. Well, who wakes up in the morning and be like, you know what I want to do today?
Willie Nelson.
Huh?
Willie Nelson on that truck. Did you see that?
Bad Boy Mowers.
Yeah, that's a sweet trailer.
Never heard of it. Man, we're running out of topics.
No, let me ask you.
He's just ADHD and he can't stay focused.
What, Jared?
I need to play the music.
Jared, I've been waiting to ask you this for so long.
Oh,
I don't know where this is going.
When you do you shampoo on your head? Or do you soap and just let it go all the way back? What's your routine?
Shampoo.
You ain't got nothing to.
I do body wash.
So you wash the whole head with body wash.
I just scrub it down.
What about sunscreen? You put the whole
face everything. I have to
put a. You don't put a hat on. Why do you keep got that music?
I do put that. This is like, and for the people that don't know, Tony came in talking about this great. Question topic. He's
got is that it? A this funny is one.
But this is it?
This is it.
Oh, this is awful. Funny. Oh, my God.
I got a question for Michael, though, honestly. Can you read any Japanese stuff? Like, can you read there?
It's hard.
Is it the symbols?
Yeah. Yeah,
the little
it
symbols?
It is.
I kind of think it's cool, man, because it might look like a little house and then like a.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's kind of neat to think that.
It's called kanji.
Kanji? How fast can they write that?
Oh, fast. I mean, it's, you know. Yeah, it's just like us writing. Yeah, it's tough.
I hear a lot of people, like I got a guy that talks Spanish and talks English.
Mm-hmm.
And he says English, we're harder to understand than the Spanish because we talk so fast.
Which is his native language?
Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it also
there you
but
go. Also,
I'm sure.
But every Michael says, come up with topics.
Style of
this
dialect.
Is what we come up with. Got, this Jared. Is awful. Wow.
But every part of the country has a different dialect of English.
Yes.
And, so and, I don't know.
Well, like, same with Spanish, is it not?
Yeah, I there's mean, different. Yes,
certain
there's
countries but, have but, different mm-hmm. dialects.
Yeah, because sometimes he'll even tell me he's like that guy.
I mean, can anybody understand
Spanish
pages?
Broke up or?
No, sure, I mean, I'm still.
Can y'all speak a different language? Can y'all
yeah,
say?
I can speak Tony, Spanish and Portuguese.
Tony used can to you? Do this the weather in Spanish here. Nope. We used to do a live.
Yep.
What does les incompetents mean?
Huh?
Les incompetents. You huh? remember that?
I believe that's French.
That is right, isn't it? Yeah, he says that in
who?
There.
Home Alone.
Home Alone. Oh, my. Yeah. The girl says it, too. Oh, my God.
That's from Home Alone. It's a good place, yeah.
Feliz Navidad, baby.
See, I didn't.
See, I know something.
I'm going to give a hot take.
What's that?
I didn't like Home. I've seen Home Alone once.
Shut it. Don't even talk.
You don't like Home Alone.
Don't like Home
Alone. Go away.
How do you not like Home Alone?
That was kind of stupid.
What?
Home Alone 1 and 2 was awesome.
I thought the premise. Now give another hot take. Godfather was a bad movie.
Never seen it. I know what was Jared, also bad.
Star Trek. Listen.
I think what we're learning here is just Tony has bad taste.
I mean,
bad topics, bad everything. There's nothing good about Tony.
The thing about I can go on down the rabbit hole with The Godfather, but the thing for me was the story.
Yeah.
The camera angle, stuff like that, the acting was great, phenomenal. But the story just was off. You could take the whole part of him going to Italy and change it.
What?
Completely.
What do you mean change it?
Him getting married in Italy and all that.
Yeah.
You could change that to somebody else, like a mentor, a teacher, somebody.
What do you mean?
Him leaving.
I understand the part. I don't understand what difference would it make.
I'm so far in
exactly.
the right field
there
right now.
There wouldn't be a difference to the story.
You could say that about any movie.
Yeah, you could say Home Alone 2 could have been done in Boston.
Everybody hyped up.
That's the worst criticism I've ever heard.
Everybody hyped up.
I was going to give you a chance, too.
That was awful.
And that was terrible.
Also, how does he leave his pregnant girlfriend in the United States?
Because he
did you just watch the movie the other day and you were upset about it? That's what I thought.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. You never watched The Godfather?
I mean, watch it because
he's
got to
leave
the
country. He probably don't like Scarface either.
No, Scarface was good.
Oh.
Scarface was good. I thought Scarface was a lot better than Godfather, in my opinion.
Oh, I do. I agree with that.
Scarface is.
Yeah. Say hello to my little friend.
I think I've seen that movie. I've never seen the other one, though. I ain't never seen The Godfather.
That's funny because I think Scarface, the story is not nearly as compelling as The Godfather.
Oh,
so, yeah. I mean, that's a weird thing.
The Godfather
Tony.
Was so long.
Yeah,
though.
Scarface was a Cuban, comes over here, becomes
a drug dealer
with cocaine, and kills a bunch of people.
And we've
that's
seen
about
it.
The
and
whole
we've
thing.
Seen, we've seen that movie 100 times now.
And he goes crazy because he does a lot of drugs and
they
becomes.
They did, yep. Same premise
well,
as what?
Well,
Blow.
His wife,
yeah,
she, well, hold on.
Same,
hold
but
on,
Blow is a true story.
American Gangster.
But that's a true right. story, the movie.
Yeah,
Blow.
Yeah. But it's the same well, story.
It's not a gangster.
Have you seen,
it's how the guy brought the drugs over.
American Gangster. That's
Denzel Washington.
I just watched that the other day. I like that movie.
Who?
Denzel.
Denzel. That's a true story, too.
It is.
What is it? Who was the one with Tom Cruise?
The one where he's flying the plane?
Yeah, he's flying the plane.
That's a true story. Oh, God.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
I don't remember the name of that one.
I love that scene where he's like, you know,
Top
Gun. They're all kind of the same movie, right?
Top Gun.
I mean, it's the same story, right?
I mean,
in other words, everyone breaks the law almost the same exact way.
By selling drugs.
It's called their life goes to ruins.
And then they go to jail.
My brother sent me a picture the other day of a bunch of cocaine that washed up on the beach. Did y'all see that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you try some?
It probably happens more than you would think.
It was like a bunch of packages and stuff that
come
up in Miami, I think it was.
Yeah, dump them in the water.
They'll just dump it in the water and let the current take it.
Yeah, bunch of money.
That is something that surprises me. You see a lot of these kind of drug dealy type
cartels,
wannabes that would have Scarface posters, right? You know, yeah. Like, that's not how you want. I don't think that's the ending you want. Is it?
No. I've never wanted to be a gangster.
Who played Scarface?
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. That's what I thought.
Godfather. Yeah. There's your,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Was he in
Godfather? So what's your favorite, like, true movie? Like, movie that's based on something true?
Like a true story? Tropic Thunder.
There you go.
Hey,
a great movie.
I love that movie.
They won, what is it? I want to say, Robert Downey Jr. did get nominated for an Oscar for that movie.
That doesn't.
I think the best part.
That's not the class. If that's the case, then your Godfather theory is shot right out.
No, what I like about.
You totally just threw that one out the window.
Tom Cruise in that movie is hilarious. Great.
As the producer guy?
Yes. He's the rich guy.
He's the rich producer. Yeah.
I've heard that they're talking about making a movie of that Les Grossman character.
That's
wasn't that his name? Something like that.
That was hilarious. Yeah. That was probably the, I like when certain actors get out of their comfort zone and they'll play a weird person.
What Tom Cruise is really like.
But I thought it must be because it was, I can just sit there and watch him. Him alone.
It was good.
Hilarious.
He has the big arm, the big hairy arm.
Yeah, with the big old belly.
How about a G6?
You've never seen Tropic Thunder?
That seems like a Jacob movie.
Jacob.
Oh my gosh.
Watch it tonight.
Tropic Thunder. That movie could not be made today.
I'll watch it after I get done watching
it. At all. Like that. They've already. That movie was made in 2009.
Politically correct stuff is like, all broken in that one
movie. Oh my gosh.
I think that Jacob, I'm just surprised you haven't seen that.
See, Ben Stiller acting as a.
Right,
you gotta watch the movie. I'll watch it. You will laugh so hard.
I think this Friday they're coming out with Happy Gilmore 2.
Yes. Yes.
I bet that's good. Netflix? That's my kind of movie
right there.
I like Adam Sandler.
It's coming out on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm a comedy movie. I like Will Ferrell, Vince Vaughn.
Tropic Thunder is definitely a comedy.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
So I can be there. Star Trek?
No. Uh-huh. So you probably watched Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched all that.
From Talladega Nights.
Yep.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. I can't move.
Come not walking bad. In on your two legs, to your two perfectly good legs.
I will come for you, Ricky Bobby.
Jacob, have you seen... Those are all pretty old movies. Have you seen anything recent that is similar like that you like?
The Departed. I rewatched it.
Like a recent movie.
Recent
like
comedy.
Oh, yeah. Like a new movie?
Has anything like that been out that you like?
Yeah, it's got Vince Vaughn in it where they buy the Italian restaurant. He opens that Italian restaurant.
Yeah, with the moms that are cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It was very clean. You don't get that much out of any movie.
Was it funny?
It was okay.
Dude,
yeah.
I love Vince Vaughn. I don't know what his dry humor, like old school.
Quick talk. That's one of my favorite movies.
Old school. I love old school.
Old school's, probably top three for sure.
Because, Will Ferrell. With a huge dose of him, sometimes is too much in a movie.
You don't like
it. But in that movie, as him, as Hank the Tank, whatever.
Frank the Tank.
Yeah. And then, you got Vince Vaughn. You got enough comedians. It's great.
Do you know they say Will Ferrell is dry as a bone in public?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've heard that. But in that movie, Old School, whenever
he's talking, he just saw him last weekend. that's true.
I ate lunch with him. Yeah, he's just really just... Nice guy.
Totally true.
Said nice three guy, words, paid, passed the salt.
Paid for my dinner the other night.
So you went on a date.
No, I was like, it's Will Ferrell. And I just said, hey, man, I love your stuff. And he's just like, oh, thanks.
Very dry.
If I had one actor to go hang out with, it would definitely be Will Ferrell.
Really?
Or Vince Vaughn.
Really?
That would be the two. Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's a
hey. Did y'all see recently? Morgan Wallen was. They were showing him walking out through the back area, going to into the concert. And there's a guy over there at a mop bucket with the mop. Have y'all seen that?
No.
And it's Joe Dirt.
It was Joe Dirt.
It was
Joe Dirt.
Yeah, Joe Dirt starts walking with him. Like it was actually
because that's Morgan Wallen's big thing is his entrance, and he always brings people with him when they're walking. Really? Yeah, he's walking to the stage, whatever city he's in, he finds the people. That are famous from that city, and they walk in with them.
Yeah, he walked in with Joe Dirt.
Did you do that?
Joe Dirt.
Hold on. Did you do
that's a great movie, too.
When he was here at Rock the South?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's just his like his concert. Like
probably so.
No, that's festival when, more. Yeah.
We can't. You can't afford him anymore. Now he's selling out the big things. Like it's kind of like Jelly Roll or whatever. Jelly Roll.
Surprise me.
He's selling out major.
Jelly Roll though, man, he can sing.
He's
good.
Did you see him? He's on wrestling now.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, he's going to do a wrestling thing.
Why do people do that? Why do people go into wrestling?
What's wrong with that?
I'm with you. Don't like wrestling.
Well, I'm with Jacob on this one. It's kind of.
I'm kind of like you. Already got enough money. Donald Trump was on there one time, man.
A lot of fun.
Pete Rose.
See, you didn't as a kid go to Vimont Wrestling and enjoy it, did you?
No, I went to, I used to watch it when like Hulk Hogan.
Did you go to Vimont Wrestling? Yeah, we used to go to Vimont Wrestling. Was it Friday nights or Saturday?
I can't remember.
I mean, I wore an NWO shirt.
And they let you in the in the ring after?
And lost friends.
So what?
I wore an NWO shirt to school one time and lost friends. Like we
I used to have an NWO shirt.
That doesn't surprise me.
Stone Cold Austin shirt.
Look, all the different ranches and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm lost to it. I know some of the wrestlers, but
when NWO first got big, they came to Birmingham and a group of us went, and I'm not going to say who I went because two of them got thrown out because that's when they were throwing the bottles at the NWO guys when they took over WCW. They took over the stage and everything. And
that was
someone I know.
Thing.
I'm not saying his name. Threw bottles and got kicked out. So my dad had to go outside and hang out with him outside
for the whole thing
because he got thrown out for throwing water bottles.
Have y'all seen a lot of the old wrestling, like the documentaries and stuff?
Oh yeah,
you know the NWO really was. Hulk Hogan and them were making the decisions.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Because Vince McMahon got too involved in it.
Just like...
like as a wrestler instead of a boss. Like playing the parts. Yeah, man. They really took over. Like they didn't. They thought they were actually going to like convert it.
When they when D-Generation crazy, X took over and Triple H and Shawn Michaels were doing that thing.
WWF versus
to compete.
WCW.
Yeah, they were doing stuff that Vince McMahon was like, you can't do that. And they just did it anyways.
They did
not care. They were like, whatever.
Remember WWF guys were coming over to WCW and like starting fights and stuff.
It's not
like,
WWF. You can't say that anymore.
Yeah.
That's trademark.
World
WWE.
Yeah. Federation. Is that who sued them?
Wildlife. Yeah. Sued them for the WWF.
I mean, how long did it? I mean, WWF ran way too long for me just to wake up one day and be like, they got the same initials as me.
Yeah, they weren't wrestling fans, I guess.
No, what's this kind of
Worldwide Protection.
So they trademarked, I guess, WWF. But they were around for like what? Like
a long time.
15, 20 years before they finally were like, you can't use that anymore. And they changed. I remember when they changed the WWE and
they changed it in a way. It was like it was as if it had always been the WWE. That's what confused me. I was like, we're not even going to act like the other.
And here's and what's great is these wrestlers are so talented. They can get out there and not say WWF.
Oh, right.
And they were saying WWE every time. I'm like, dude. With my dyslexia, I'd say WWF every time. Like, I'd get
you. Yeah. You stopped seeing so many Sarah McLachlan commercials for a little while once they sued WWF, though. I guess they weren't getting enough 19 cents a week or whatever, so they just was like, we'll get the wrestlers.
Yeah. Man, one time I saw that commercial, I don't know what it was. I started bawling.
They got you.
Say no.
They got you. Send them any money?
No.
That's what they're wanting.
Oh, yeah, they are. Did you do it?
No, I was like a kid. I remember it like it was yesterday. Like my grandma looks over like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, she's not.
Good God.
Then they mail you a shirt of a panda. It's like, I thought I was helping dogs and cats. You know what I mean? Like, now every time I hear that song, though, I think about those animals, man. I'm like you, Tom.
Hey, let me tell you what happened. I was a little late getting here this morning because my dog, I've got three dogs, two little schnauzers, and they're yappy kind of dogs.
Yep.
They were barking a lot this morning, which is
normal.
Yeah.
But it seemed a little aggressive, so I called them in. They came inside. They're kind of in and out. And then inside, they started going crazy. And I looked out in the outside, the fence, the dog fence, the backyard. Outside the fence was another little dog. So, that explains why they were barking so much. So, anyways, went around, did something, came back. The little dog was in the fence.
Really?
In your family?
In my, yes. No, I looked around. There was no gate open, no holes dug. I have no idea.
I've heard of dogs climbing chain link fence.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not chain link. I'm wondering if somebody didn't just put it in there.
Oh, they might have thought it was yours.
Trying to get rid of their dog.
Somebody might have thought it was yours that got out.
I don't know. But they, anyways, gets even weirder. So I'm getting ready for the show, shower, come back out. It's gone. No trace of it. Is that not crazy?
I wonder if your neighbor just let it in there to play a little while.
I don't know. That's kind of weird. Maybe it'll calm these other dogs down. Yeah.
If he keeps showing up.
And you've double checked to make sure.
Like a little terrier kind of dog.
Okay.
Do you have like a sinkhole like in the Simpsons movie where it pops out on the other side? You know what I'm talking about?
Does it look like, did it look like a terrier?
It, like a mix between a terrier and a chihuahua.
A board that flips back a little bit.
I have a terrier chihuahua mix. They can jump.
Why don't rats?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Why don't rats do the little door opening anymore in houses and stuff? You know what I'm talking about? What? Like on Tom and Jerry.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
They never did.
I've never sewed a mouse door.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, y'all. My ADHD is something else today.
Guys, I'll tell you what, it's been fun.
Really? You know how violent those movies were? Oh,
unless Leo Vaughn just messed it up for all of us.
Anything else?
Michael's like, too many subject changes.
How was the new oyster place, Michael?
It was very good. It was very good.
Did you get oysters?
Y'all tried it?
Yeah.
Packed.
Have y'all tried it?
Uh-huh.
I love oysters.
It was good.
Now, is it strictly just oysters or the guy other thing?
Nah, it's all kinds. He's trying to hold on to this show.
No, he is.
Hey.
He's good done pushed it.
Good question.
Tony, you're in trouble.
Do it. It's got to be better than that.
Hey, and for the record, Tony showed up late, so we could have had an extra 10 minutes if you would have get here on time for once.
Mm-mm-mm. Listen, my dog got loose this morning.
Oh,
yours
now your
fence.
Dog
you
got
put
loose.
It in my fence?
No.
Yeah. It was you.
What kind of dog
your dog that? Did it.
That's there why I go. Was late, because I went all the way to your house, put my dog in your backyard.
Somebody did. Who does that?
That is crazy. That's so funny.
It was wild.
That makes me go, I'm going to put my husky in the back of his yard.
People like, just start putting
yes.
I'm bringing
everybody,
my pig
put your
over.
Dog in the back of Michael's yard.
I'm bringing the pig.
Bring the pig.
You're going to have a petting zoo back there. All right. You've been watching Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Antonio Cipollari.
I'm Jared Giddens.
I am Jacob Gibbs. Oh, man.